Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Best of the Hockman and Crowder Show. Thank you to everybody who has stuck around for the first hour of the show. I greatly appreciate it. For those of you who may have missed the first hour of the show, Hockman, Crowder, and Solana are all out today. But don't worry, Hockman and Solana will be live from the FLA Live Arena tomorrow as we preview the Florida Panthers' home opener against the Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll continue with the Best of show, but first, I have to get through some headlines, which are brought to you by Golf Miami-Dade with five convenient courses. Book your tee time at golfmiamiday.com. Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa returned to practice today after injuring his ribs and should be eligible for Miami's game against Jacksonville in London on Sunday. And in some MLB playoff news, the Astros defeated the Chicago White Sox yesterday 10-1. They advanced to the ALCS to face the Boston Red Sox. The Atlanta Braves are headed to the NLCS after downing the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4, and the Dodgers force a game 5, beating the San Francisco Giants 7-2 last night. The NHL returned last night with the Pittsburgh Penguins defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning 6-2 and the Las Vegas Golden Knights, handing the Seattle Kraken a 4-3 loss in their first ever game. The Florida Panthers open up at home tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Penguins. As I said earlier, Hockman and Solana will be live from the FLA Live Arena to preview the home opener. And your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. That's 866-954-MORE. Here in El Portal, it's very sunny, very hot. And those are your headlines. And now we continue with the Best of the Hockman and Crowder Show. This next one, it's a classic. It's when Hawk bought Solana a frozen cake. Now, for those of you who don't remember when this happened, Solana was at home recuperating from his torn ACL. So Hawk and his wife, you know, they thought about sending him some pizzas, some chocolate cake to, you know, to Solana as, you know, as a nice gesture. Little did Hawk know, they'd end up confusing Solana and his whole family when it came to what to do with the frozen cake.
So over the weekend, I had, because Solana got home from the hospital, I had Chicago deep dish pizzas shipped to his house to feed him and his family who's taking care of him. You're at your parents' house, right? Not at your house.
Right, yeah, I'm at my parents'
house. You can do the microphone off and on thing again, huh? You're gonna stick with that, huh?
No, I'm here.
it's just so herky jerky because I'm like, yeah. So you're at your parents' house, right?
Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
Ridiculous.
So I had deep dish Chicago pizza sent to him from Lou Malnati's and some chocolate cake as well. So did you eat the deep dish pizzas?
I ate one of them. I did.
And you ate the whole deep dish pizza yourself?
Hmm. I ate 3/4 of it by myself.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's heavy duty. And what did you think?
Oh, it was delicious.
What?
Because
you always tease me because I order in the pizzas from Chicago and it's expensive, and you're like, just drive down to Kendall. They've got deep dish pizza.
Right.
So what was better?
Yeah, Manhattan, Chicago, and Kendall has deep dish pizza, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Weird. Manhattan, no, but, which is New York, and Kendall, which is not Chicago. Strange that they have good deep dish Chicago pizza. They do, yeah.
No, this was really good. It's frozen pizza.
Right. It's so, still shipped in, so it's not like getting it at the restaurant. Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I put a whole pie in, and me and my girlfriend were going to split it, and she ate one, like, fourth. You cut it into fours, yeah. And she was stuffed.
Yeah.
And I had the first and then my second piece, and then there was one more piece there.
This is the same routine I have with Lori. Every time I order in Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I'll cut it into fourths. Then after one slice, my wife can't eat anymore. And then I can't just stare at the one piece even though I'm full. Because
right.
They're like, it's one piece. It's a quarter. And what about that chocolate cake? That was just part of the package. There was a package available. And so I was like, I'll give them a chocolate cake too. How was that?
Yeah, well, we haven't had it yet because, I indulged into a deep dish pizza. I ate almost the whole thing by myself.
Right,
then
you're
I
not exercising either, so you're probably feeling like extra fat.
I know I am extra fat. I feel like I've gained back all the weight that I lost over the past couple months already, and it's only been 5 days. My parents were going to make it yesterday, but they don't know how to make it. They don't know if they have to thaw it first because it's in the freezer. Or if they just throw it in the oven, but it's a chocolate cake. Does it go in the oven? They don't know how to do this.
It's a chocolate cake. put it on the counter, and it'll be room temperature like any other cake. And then
but it's frozen. It came frozen.
Right. So you don't eat it frozen. Put it on the counter so it thaws out so it looks like an actual chocolate cake. I thought you were doing a bit on me. He texts me.
I was on the thread.
Oh, you were on the thread.
Yes.
So... He snapped me when he got the Chicago pizzas, and I snapped him back and I just said, hey, I'm going to give you a little hack. It says to cook them for 45 minutes, cook them for an hour and a half or else it's going to be runny. And I said, okay. He texts us over the weekend, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? And I didn't respond because I thought you were doing a bit. It's a frozen cake. What do you think? You're going to bake it? You're going to bake a cake that's frosted?
I don't know. Ask Deborah. I don't. What the hell do I know about a cake?
It already has frosting on it, right?
Of course, it's in the cake. You thought about
cake.
Putting it in the oven to bake?
That's to thaw out a little. maybe.
How many Solanas does it take to make a frozen
cake? Jimmy, have you ever heard of putting a frosted cake in the oven to bake?
Never.
Of course not. It's the craziest thing.
Damn, Jimmy.
Are you serious? So that wasn't a joke when you said, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? I thought you were kidding.
No, I think that's a normal question. I mean, it's something that's frozen. How can we best... how can we get the most out of this frozen cake?
Unfreeze it.
I don't know.
Unfreeze it. It's frozen. So
right,
that
I mean, there's several ways you can unfreeze a cake.
Oh,
I mean,
is that so? What? Throw it in the bathtub? You want to throw it in the bathtub? Unfreeze the cake?
No, I mean, you put it in the oven maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You would put. I can't get past this. You would take a frosted cake that's been baked and put it in the oven.
My mom's texting me. We were never putting it in the oven. I'm not so sure about that, Deborah. Because I think there was a conversation with my dad about maybe, you know, heating up the oven for a little. So I'm not too sure about that.
No, when you want to enjoy the cake, like several hours before you want to enjoy it, take it out of the freezer. And then it'll thaw out. And then after you have a couple slices at room temperature, if you want to put it in the fridge to keep it cool, then that's normal. Like, treat it like a cake.
It's a cake. I just see a whole family sitting around staring at this cake. What are we going to do with this?
This is much like the Da Vinci Code. Something that's going to require some significant effort to figure out. Why did Hawk send us this riddle?
Text Hawk. Get a hint.
I can't believe that. And I'm assuming they don't send instructions with it like they do the pizza, because who the hell would need instructions to thaw out a cake?
Yep, no instructions.
Of course not.
You haven't eaten it yet?
No, no, they don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the oven?
It's in the oven right now.
They have no idea what to do with it.
No, but what kind of instructions
is that?
Take it out.
They're just staring.
What kind of instructions is that? Oh, just leave it out. No, I don't want to just leave it out.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly. Take knife, slice cake, put on plate, take fork, make peace, put in mouth. What instructions would you need? I can't even believe this.
I mean, had you just answered the text message, we could have avoided this.
I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. I cannot believe that.
I don't know how to make
frozen cake. I don't know what to do with it.
It's like an apple pie. You ever get those apple pies? You throw them in the freezer. A couple months later, you put them in the oven. They're good as new. Good as new.
Right.
Like they were just baked.
Right, but they don't have frosting on them. Do you understand what would happen if you put a frosted chocolate cake in the oven?
It would defrost much quicker than just leaving it out, I'll tell you that.
Put it in the microwave.
Oh, my God. I am stunned.
42 years, that is a long time, and that's as long as J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. And they practice social distancing now. They want to keep you and their workers safe. They want everybody to be safe, but to be honest, in most cases, they do not have to come in your home or office to fix those roofing needs. And yes, home or office, J&K specializes in both residential and commercial roofing. Small jobs, big jobs, they can handle them all. And the financing offers now. You can get through Y Green. They will blow your mind. 42 years is a long time, and I ask questions. That's what I have to do. And I asked J&K, how is that possible? A market like South Florida, 42 years, they told me it's easy. All we do is hire the most highly skilled workers, experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and those highly skilled workers, no matter what you got up there, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay, barrel, they have the best material, the highly skilled workers, and that's how they stay on top and promise us as customers. And yes, I am a happy customer at J&K. They promise us quality, service, safety, and health. And if you think about it, that's all you can ask for out of the best roofing company in South Florida. And I'm telling you now, we go through it with Solana. Is it raining? Is it sunny? Is it overcast? You don't know the weather down here, especially this time of year, hurricane season, the tropical depressions out in the Atlantic and all that. Just don't have roofing issues in South Florida, and that's why I want you to call J&K Roofing today. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake, put on plate, take fork, make peace. Put in mouth.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the best of the Hockman and Crowder Show. Thank you for everybody who's been listening for the past hour, and I hope that everybody's enjoying the best of show so far. Here on the Hockman and Crowder Show, we love having all our local sports anchors on, whether it be Will Manso, Mike Cugno, Clay Ferrero. We love them all. We also love wasting their time with all our nonsense. But if there's one other sports anchor whose time we love wasting the most, I would say it's probably Donovan Campbell of WSVN 7. We usually have him on just to settle debates on the show. I can't remember the last time we actually had a sports conversation with him. So Donovan came on to settle one of our most recent debates. What is the correct kind of etiquette in your master bedroom? And also, Crowder, aka The Collector, debates with Donovan. Do black people collect anything?
Donovan Campbell, sports anchor and reporter at WSVN 7 here in Miami. He is a good gauge on our show for what's right, what's wrong. A good arbiter, if you will, of our arguments. What are you cooking right now, Donovan?
I'm baking some salmon and cooking my kids some ground beef, which is like their favorite thing, with some white rice. And Channing, I'm going to tell you right now, I thought we were tighter than that. That was disrespectful. We don't all have to be from the backwoods of Georgia to be able to know how to cook.
Tell him, Donovan. How to cook too. Tell him, Donovan.
All right, bro. Oh,
you making beef and salmon and rice? I mean, you surprised me, bro. My bad.
And green beans and fresh green beans at that. So you disrespected the heck out your boy. But I'm going to let you know right now, you always got to remember, both my parents are Jamaican. It's almost like a prerequisite. You can't have Jamaican parents and not know how to cook. All right.
You know,
so we're just going to leave it at that.
That slipped my mind.
I mean, you don't even know your friend. He's a friend of the show.
That's
like, how
dude.
Do I know Donovan? No, he's not your
that
dude.
Is
no,
my
no, no,
dude.
No.
You he's
cannot,
my dude.
No, you cannot
dude.
Say what you said about Donovan Campbell and
you
then say,
question.
That's my dude. No.
You
no,
my
no.
dude, and your ass can't cook
no,
either.
No. But you know I can't cook. I admit that I can't cook. I could look at Donovan Campbell and tell you he can cook. Man, he got me
and
hot,
you can
Donovan.
Have, and you can have well manicured nails and still be able to cook.
You
well,
see,
nobody wants dirty nails when they cook it.
But bro, all I right? get, but I did show love because your nails are beautiful.
How about this, Donovan?
Oh,
how about this? Because I like
yeah,
to sure. I like to bring you in on the conversations that we've been having on this show and use you as an arbiter.
Okay.
I had said a couple weeks ago that I make my bed in the morning, or my wife does. One of us makes the bed. I do not get into the bed at night to go to sleep, and it's not made. And I'll even put the decorative pillows up. Like, the bed is going to be made before I leave for work, or my wife is going to make the bed. Crowder, his master bedroom is unkempt. Mm-hmm. He does not make the bed. Everything's strewn about.
Waste of time.
What say you?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what Susie Homemaker you are to do, you know, to do all that, but I'm getting in the bed. If I'm tired, I'm getting the bed, whether it's made or not made, and I do not make the bed every morning, neither does my wife. So I don't know Yeah, you're a lot better man than me.
So your house, yeah, your master Susie bedroom, homemaker. Your master bedroom's just unkempt. Stuff is strewn about. You have popcorn bags on the floor.
No. There's no food allowed in my bedroom. I never said that.
Garbage is just all over the place. No, socks.
No, nah. I didn't say I was a hoarder and I'm just a junkyard dog. I just said I'm not spreading my bed every morning when I leave.
Really?
I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I don't get back to the crib for a long time. I don't have time for that.
Huh. See, and you know why? I tell you I was right. But the fact that, see, Donovan, I listen because you my boy, unlike Hawk, you my boy.
No, you can't say you already insulted him.
No, because he said in the past that the kids will sneak into bed at night and his kids sleep. That's why I knew they didn't make the bed. There's no way that your kids are sleeping with you and you make the bed every morning. I've gathered that information. That's how I knew that he was on my side.
I'll tell you another thing, Donovan, that Crowder and I have talked about, talking about the master bedroom. And Crowder says this is a black versus white thing. I don't mind when my friends come over to watch a football game or if I'm having people over at night. My master bedroom, like if somebody wants to walk in there and sit in one, like I've got a chaise lounge in there. The master bedroom is not off limits in my house. If you're my friend, you come to my house, mi casa su casa, Donovan. And if that means you want to go hang out and get on the Peloton in the master bedroom, knock yourself out. Crowder says,
"Let him know
you step one foot into his master bedroom. He is throwing hands."
Listen, Hawk, I don't know where you come from. That's unacceptable. I've known Crowder now almost 15 years. I've never seen his master bedroom, nor he's ever seen mine. We've been to each other's house multiple times.
Well, then you're not friends.
No grown man is going to sit on my bed, much less with their dirty pants. Are you kidding me? That's where I lay my
head.
Maybe not on
your bed because there's garbage and popcorn bags all over the place.
Donovan!
Even worse, if your bed is so pristine and you want a man that might, you know, come on, man, some men are unkempt. No,
Mi casa su casa.
No, todo mi casa. Never.
Todo mi casa.
Everywhere but the master, right? My house is your house. Do not walk in my master.
No, you don't walk in the master, dog. That's just off limits. I don't know where you come from, Hawk. No. Mm-hmm. Don't you live in Parkland? See, you bougie, man.
Yeah. No. Even worse, he lives in Boca.
I look down on Parkland.
Boca. Boca.
See? So you make that hike every day. Ooh.
Sometimes I throw a house party at my house just in the master bedroom. But that's Boca. It's a whole different thing. Whole different thing.
Key party.
Donovan Campbell from Channel 7 is with us. How about this one? We got into this yesterday. Crowder says that black people don't collect anything. They don't have collections. Now, I will tell you this in all fairness. And I was saying, because I don't have a collection, but I kind of want to have a collection. Solana told us he's got a collection of soccer jerseys. And then we heard immediately from David J. Neal, a black writer for the Miami Herald, who says, no, Jack, I collect Matchbox cars. I collect comic books. What else did he collect? Hockey cards and football cards.
Yep.
And then I got a lot of texts from black people saying that they collect things. And then we figured out Crowder himself has 200 pair of shoes. He collects shoes.
I acquire assets.
That's a collection.
I acquire assets.
We found out Crowder has 100 Ed Hardy shirts. He collects Ed Hardy shirts. So do black people collect things, Donovan?
Yeah, kicks. I collect sneakers and shoes, too.
There you go.
But Donovan, the thing is, are you collecting if you use them? You know, every day? Like, that's not a collection.
Yes, it is.
Do you collect socks? Do you collect draws? Do you collect – buy a lot of eggs. Do you collect eggs? You use them.
A dozen eggs is not a collection of eggs.
In a year, how many eggs do you buy?
I don't know. If you don't keep them, it's not a collection.
Oh, there you go. Now
anyway, we found
rules out
Crowder has so many collections at his house, including DVDs, we've nicknamed him the Collector.
DVDs. People still own those?
Crowder does. He's got a big collection.
Oh, man. When they were cool, I had 2,000 of them, so I can't get rid of them, bro. I spent too much
money.
Donovan,
does that sound like a collection?
Yeah. I mean, I think we all collected things at one point. You know, we used to collect CDs and things like that, but yeah, I definitely have a sneaker collection. I call it a collection. So I guess you'd collect it.
Yeah, and there's nothing. No, there's no shame in that. Like, well, you definitely got a sneaker
there's
collection.
Is there a difference between collection and asset acquisitions?
No, you're given a fancy name for a collection. Ridiculous.
Hawk, I almost thought you were going to go 0-3 today, man. You pulled one out. Pulled one out of the rabbit hole right there.
Listen, I had your back on the food thing, but you got to clean up your master bedroom, Donovan. You can't be that clean and smooth on television and have an unkempt master
it's
bedroom.
It's not unkempt if you don't put decorative pillows on your bed, bro. He acts like we're rubbing our feet on our pillows because we don't have decorative pillows on our bed.
Yeah, you acting like I got the dog on the bed and rubbing his butt on my bed. No, none of that's allowed in my master bedroom. What are you talking about? We just don't spread the bed in the morning. It just doesn't happen.
I don't know.
And you talking about decorative pillows put back? No. And not to mention, you talking about having your guests come over and hang out in your master bedroom? No,
you want to come over, because you're my friend, Donovan, and you want to come over, I'm not going to jump on you if you walk into the master bedroom.
That's what you got a den for. That's what you got a grill out in the back with a TV for everybody to come kick it and have a cocktail out in the back and jump in the pool. No, not in the bed.
Donovan, Hawk has a beautiful backyard. What is it called? Chicago brick.
Chicago brick.
Nice pool. He has a basketball court in his backyard. Beautiful home. I've been in his bedroom. I don't know why the hell I went in there. He wanted me to show you. He wanted to show me his cat sitting on a chase lounger or something weird.
Yeah, wasn't he cute?
No, he wasn't cute. I was uncomfortable about everything.
You know what happens? You sit in the backyard, you play a little basketball, you drink a little funky Buddha. I've got the refrigerator out there. Hey, you may get a little tired. You want to take a little nappy poo.
Yeah, that's what you do that on your couch. You go back to your crib and you go to your house and take a nap. Not in my master bedroom.
Nappy poo.
I was hoping he'd repeat that back to me. Take a nappy poo.
Nah, I couldn't do that. Nah.
All right, we're going to let you get back to your dinner, Donovan. He's cooking it up. You don't let the dishes sit in the sink, though, do you?
Oh, goodness.
What are we going with this, man? No.
No, I'm just asking. You had garbage on your master bedroom floor a second ago. I want to make sure you did your dishes.
No. You assumed that. That was an assumption on your part.
Hey, when you were in the military,
just quickly, I gave you some love. Donovan got a hell of a backyard now. His
house, I bet he does.
Bro, his pool and his little outdoor kitchen.
Got that TV money.
Ooh, that TV money.
Donovan doesn't play around. didn't we have a song once? Didn't we make a song? Donovan Campbell ain't no one to F with.
I'm low man on the totem pole. I'm low man on the totem pole, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, when you were in the military, did you ever fly planes?
Fly planes? No, I wasn't in the Air Force. No, I never flew a plane. I'm scared of heights like that.
I watched this show called Air Disasters on Smithsonian Channel, and I believe I could land a jetliner just from watching this show.
I don't think. It's not as easy as you think. I'll pass on that. I'm not jumping out a perfectly good plane. I'm not scuba diving. You know, when I'm taking a shower, sharks don't jump in my shower and say, hey, what's up, dog? So I'm good.
All right, if you want to go flying,
certain things
I just
don't do.
Text me if you want to go flying.
Never.
All right. Donovan Campbell, Channel 7. Thank you, Donovan.
Have a good one, boys.
See you, man.
I am not an attorney. How could I be? You wouldn't let me represent you. But I have two attorneys that are the best in the business, Victor DeMesmin and Jeremy Dover. They're going to watch out for you. They are South Florida guys, huge sports fans, and your South Florida car accident attorneys. Not just car accidents, though. Anything that happens. Slip and falls in public places. If you're hit by a truck, pedestrians and bikers that are struck by vehicles, they represent them. Medical malpractice. People who loved ones died because something someone else did. If any of that happens, you're going to be stressed out. Your family's going to be stressed out. Let DeMesmin and Dover take some of that stress off of you. They will deal with insurance companies and go over insurance policies line by line so you know what to expect. Help resolve property damage. Help resolve liens from medical providers. They are aggressive and experienced attorneys that are going to fight for you tooth and nail, and they don't get paid a dime until settlement time. Give DeMesmin and Dover a call right now. 866-954-MORE. That's 866-954-6673. The main office is in Fort Lauderdale. Free consultation. No fees or costs unless you get paid. They are available 24/7. You'll actually get your attorney's cell phone number for around-the-clock access. They want to be there for you. I know it sounds great. If you ask Victor or Jeremy, why? Like, why do you do this? This sounds too good to be true. They will tell you that we care more, and it's because of you, the South Floridians, their clients, the people that they, you know, their neighbors, people they're with all the time. Give DeMesmin and Dover a call today.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you're going to rock a shirt like that, bro, You got to look like minimum Shannon Sharp. You can't look like Mr. Puniverse.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody, to the best of the Hockman and Crowder show. Hope everybody's enjoying the best stuff so far. As I mentioned earlier, the Hockman and Crowder show will be live tomorrow from the FLA Live Arena. Crowder will still be out, so it'll be Hockman and Solana. They will be out there previewing the Florida Panthers' home opener against the Pittsburgh Penguins. But as we continue on with the best of the Hockman and Crowder show, Hock and Crowder, they love talking about food on this show. I don't think there's a show out here on this station that loves talking about food more than these guys. And they also love talking to competitive eaters. One of the most well-known competitive eaters that we have on the show is Badlands Booker. And he joined the show on National Pizza Day to give his opinion on pizza and to also tell us what are the best kind of pizzas.
Badlands Booker is one of the most well-known competitive eaters in the world. He is ranked number 24 in the competitive eating rankings on Major League Eating. And he owns, Crowder, the Major League Eating records for eating onions, matzo balls, hamantaschen, which I would imagine there's not very many non-Jews that know what hamantaschen is, peas.
Give me a little heads up. What's a hamantaschen?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I love that Badlands is the hamantaschen eating champion of the world. My wife could make you a good hamantaschen, Crowder. It's like Purim is usually the holiday that it's given away. It's like a cookie,
Oh, I can fool with it, man. Give me a couple of fry them for me.
He's also the champion peas eater, corned beef hash, burritos, candy bars. And today is National Pizza Day, which if you've been listening to this show, you obviously know that. We've talked about it incessantly. So Badlands Booker is joining us. Hello, Badlands.
Hey, what's going on, Hockman? Hey, Crowder, how y'all doing?
We're good, man. We love talking to you. Did you know hamantaschen? Like, before you got to the hamantaschen contest, did you know what hamantaschen was?
Yeah. I knew what it was because, my grandmother used to bring it home to me. And so it's like, you know, I think I had a little advantage. You know, I love the fact that, you know, it's a triangle cookie and it has a little pastry in the middle. And, you know, just the fact that, you know, I was eating something that I really liked under the clock, you know, saying it was a win-win. So
totally awesome. Not even a question I want to ask. I was going to ask you that. What's your favorite food, and have you eaten your favorite food competitively? Because it seems like it'll be easy to eat your favorite food when you're in a competition.
Well, there could be something that you really, really like, but I would say after the first, like, 2 to 3 minutes, it doesn't matter what it is. It just becomes work. You know what I'm saying? It just becomes work. Because there's plenty of foods that I like, you know. Like I've been in spaghetti eating contests, you know, wing eating contests, you know, even hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, after – after like the sixth or seventh hot dog, you know, then it's like, okay, here we go. We got to get down, you know, get down and go to work. We can't be just acting like I'm at a barbecue or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no enjoyment when it becomes that amount, I guess. Anyway, today is National Pizza Day. So now I know, Badlands, you live in New York. We've talked about this.
Yes.
I grew up in Chicago. Yes. I believe Chicago pizza, deep dish pizza, dominates New York style pizza. But you are a professional. So I ask you, who's got the better pizza, New York or Chicago?
Come on, you know it's New York. Come on, that goes without saying. New York has the best pizza in the whole wide world because, you know what I'm saying, it's all in the New York water, okay? It has this distinct taste. I mean, even pizza shops that claim to have New York pizza that are not in New York have the New York tap water shipped to where they are so they can have authentic New York pizza, okay? You know, because that's why the bagels are the best here, you know? That's why, the pizza's the best. It's in the water. I mean, I like deep dish pizza. Don't get me wrong. You know, I've been to Uno's and a few other places. But, you know, New York pizza is the best pizza, you know? Enough said, bar none. You know what I'm saying?
I had a feeling he was going to say that, Crowder.
Very definitive, Hawk. Don't seem like you are getting too much with Badlands, I see.
Well, I'm not. I don't mess with Badlands.
Badlands, any topping, no nose. If you put this on my pizza, you better run because I'm going to jump on you.
Let me tell you something. I'm kind of like the Ninja Turtle of this. No anchovies ever on my pizza, okay?
I'm with
anchovies
that.
Anchovies is a big no-no, okay? I mean, I remember there was a time I was in London, right? And I was like, okay, I want to get a Caesar salad, right, with my pizza, right? So we got the pizza. The pizza was decent. It was all right. But then they gave me the Caesar salad, and it had anchovies on the doggone salad. I was like, yo, what is this? It was just fishy and fishy and more fishy, you know, fish and pizza don't go.
We were talking about that. They do not go. Badlands Booger is number 24 competitive eater in the world, by the way. Have you ever participated in a pizza eating contest, any sort of pizza eating contest?
Yes, I have. I was in the Famous Familia had a pizza eating contest a few years back, and we ate in the Military Island right in dead center of Times Square, right? And it was totally awesome. It was like right next to where ABC films Good Morning America. We was chowing down. It was me, Joey Chestnut, Matt Stoney, all the big major league eaters. We was there, and you know the thing about because they were celebrating like the Virgin Mary grilled cheese, and they had that on the lock and key, and there was a guy there, right, who had like a suitcase full of money, cash money, right, that was like handcuffed to him. You know, it was a big guy. You're not gonna mess with him, right? And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? So we did the contest. I came in third that day. I ate like 28 slices. 28 slices of pizza.
28 slices?
Yeah, it was a good day. You know what I'm saying?
With crust?
It was prime. With the crust. Oh, yeah. With the crust.
You know, and you didn't win?
No, I didn't win. Joey Chestnut, you know, he's an animal. He ate 45 slices.
45 slices?
eight slices of pizza, right?
I mean, my technique was sound. You know, I ate them two at a time like John Travolta did in Saturday Night Fever. But, you know, I guess Joey was, you know, his engine was, you know, a little more prime than mine's that day. So, you know, he got the W, so it's all good.
Hey, and Badlands, these crazies on this show were trying to convince me that cheeseless pizza is okay. Just bread and sauce, man. How you feel about that?
No. Come on now. You know, a pizza is cheese, okay? Got cheese and crust and sauce. That's a pizza, okay? All this breadless pizza. You know, my wife tried to get me, you know, she's handing me a box of cauliflower pizza. I'm like, get this out of here, all right? Who eats cauliflower pizza, all right? I'm like, you better order Domino's, honey, darling, okay? honey, darling, baby, you're the oldest. Shoot, because I ain't eating no doggone cauliflower pizza. You know what I'm saying? Every party tries to reinvent the wheel, but come on now. Pizza is cheese and nice crust and nice, you know, potato, tomatoes. Oh, man. I mean,
he talks about it like he's talking about
it,
an old love.
Hey, you know, you know, me and food, you know, we got this thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, you know, it's a shame, but you know, when the food comes, I start singing them songs, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be love songs or like I'm a hobbit or something, you know, it's something that I got to get over, okay? But
I don't think you do. Badlands Booker is with us. He's YouTube famous. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But you live in New York. You said New York style is the best pizza. Today's National Pizza Day. And you mentioned mm-hmm. Domino's there. So living in New York, do you always get corner pizza, you know, where you walk in, it's Ray's Famous or Ray's Original or just a neighborhood shop on the street? Would any New Yorker, real New Yorker, ever order chain pizza like Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Well, not really. I mean, you gotta have like your local pizza. But if I was to get a pizza, search for a pizza, I would have to. There's this pizza spot in Brooklyn in Coney Island. It's called L&B Spumani Gardens. They make the best pizza ever. You know what I'm saying? You know, Grimaldi's the best pizza ever. You know what I'm saying? Famous Familia is decent. You know what I'm saying? It's a decent pizza. You know what I'm saying? So Bowles is okay if you're at the airport and you know you didn't bring no pizza with you to board the plane with. But yeah, like the local pizza places are the better than them chain restaurants, because chain restaurants is pretty much cookie cutter, you know. And,
right.
And you want something that when you order it, you know what I'm saying, you say, okay, I want an 18-inch pie with half sausage, half pepperoni, you know what I'm saying? And then you know, they make it right there fresh for you. They throw the dough in the air, and they put in the pepperonis, and they put in the sausage, and they put, you know, and they throw it in the oven. And when it comes to you, oh, my God, it's piping hot. It's fresh. Oh, man, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it.
I mean, listen, I'm getting tingles all over my body just listening to them.
It's nothing like pizza from around the way, okay?
It's National Pizza Day. Will you be eating pizza at some point today or for dinner tonight?
Yes, I will be eating pizza, okay? You know, we're going to get a pizza. I'm going to put it together, meet it two at a time, just like John Travolta did in Saturday Night Fever. You know, it's a tradition. We got to do it. And you know, my honey darling baby is not making that doggone cauliflower pizza. She handed me an empty box, so I think
I mean, doesn't she know you? Doesn't she know you, how long you been married, Badlands?
I've been married for 30 years, my baby darling. Mm-hmm.
And she dared to give you a cauliflower pizza? How dare she?
She tries stuff. But it's all good.
Tell everybody about the Badlands Chugs video, because we've talked about this before. You are YouTube famous, because a man just can't eat, Crowder. You got to drink, too.
Yes.
And
exactly.
So Badlands, he chugs liquid, and this has taken off like wildfire. You're kind of like the Kim Kardashian of chugging videos. You got like millions of followers, and you just chug these drinks. So like what's the most recent chug that you've done?
I did a chug yesterday, right? I chugged something from the UK. There's a Fanta that they only have in England. It's called Fanta Fruit Twist, right? You can't get it nowhere in America, you know, and it's like, you know, I had the 2 liter and I just, you know, I chugged it in like 36 seconds, you know what I'm saying? And
oh my God.
But the thing about the Badlands Chug channel is that I'm trying to chug the world one bottle at a time, okay? I would chug something that's in your local grocer's freezer, your local 7-Eleven, to something that you can only find in Australia. I've chugged things from Russia, from Japan. You know, the previous video, I chugged this thing called Pocari Sweat. You know, it's basically Japan's version of Gatorade. It's not, people thought it was somebody's sweat, I was telling you. So that, you know, it got a lot of hits. So, but you know, if it's in the bottle, well, I can't say that neither because I chugged the ocean once. So, you know what I'm saying? if it's in liquid form, you know Badlands is going to try to chug it on camera and upload it to YouTube. All right? So it's Badlands Chugs on YouTube. I got 2.7 million subscribers. Oh, man, I appreciate everyone that watches.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. We subscribe, both of Hawk and myself.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
what's your proudest accomplishment chugging, and what's your proudest accomplishment of food? Because onions, matzo ball, hamantaschen, peas, corned beef hash. You had a lot of records. What are you most proud of eating, and what are you most proud of drinking?
As far as eating, I'm most proud of winning the one year I won the National Buffalo Wing Festival, you know, the Buffalo Wing Eating Contest. I ate 191 wings in 12 minutes to get to get the chicken scepter of national supremacy. You know, it's a big stick with a bird on the top of it, with nice feathers and a beak, and you know, it's hanging up in the Badlands trophy room. You know what I'm saying? It's about 6 feet tall, so yeah, it's nice to look at. But my as far as chugging, I would have to say the day that I chugged the day that I chugged every Mountain Dew that's out there. I say about 10 Mountain Dews, right, in a big, comically large wine glass. So just imagine Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew Code Red, Voltage, Tropical Smash,
Original,
you know, Whiteout, you know, Mountain Dew Spark, just every Mountain Dew that you can ever think of, you know, just pour it in one big glass, about a gallon and a half of Mountain Dew, and just chugged it in 45 seconds.
Oh, that cannot be comfortable, Badlands. That has to be wildly uncomfortable.
Well, you know, you got to step out of your comfort zone to get the, you know, to get the views, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the people don't want to see me sip water, like, you know, with my pinky up, you know, just make a video. I'm sipping this water. And throw some like Anita Baker on, or some, you know, Marvin Gaye. This is how I sip water.
Do you even bother getting out of the bathroom? even bother? You just sit in the bathroom all night. You just sit in the bathtub all night and urinate.
Yep. So you got to push the needle, and you know you got to give the fans what they want. You know what I'm saying?
There's a reason that he's got nearly 3 million subscribers for that channel, because he does the impossible. Like, what will a typical view, when you post a video, how many views will it typically get?
Usually I get about 100,000 views in 24 hours.
Crazy. That's insane.
Yeah.
Wild.
Crazy.
I'm looking at it now. It's technology. Yep. You can go on YouTube. Yeah, that's a lot of juice, bro. Goodness gracious. that's amazing.
Badlands Booker, we always love talking to you. Enjoy National Pizza Day. I'm tempted to ship you a Chicago deep dish pizza from like Lou Malnati's, so that next time Honey Baby brings out the cauliflower pizza, you pull the old deep dish right out of the freezer and you go, this is where it's at. I may have there you to go. Do that for you.
There you go. Send it. I'll eat it. We'll eat it. Send that right, bad boy. You enough. Got my address.
Badlands Booker. Check out his YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, Badlands Chugs. Thank you for making time for us on National Pizza Day, Badlands.
No, thank you for having me. It's always fun to come on, and you know, I love and appreciate you, brothers.
Yep, we appreciate you too, man. There you go, Badlands Booker. That's a perfect guest for National Pizza Day. Yes. That guy can eat and drink.
And his appreciation for food. He talks about it.
That's how people talk about a love of their life, you know? Or you see your wife after you haven't seen her in a while, you're like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's what he does when they bring out the plate of ziti. Like, goodness, you can see it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There is no instance where you would ever say too much cheese.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.